Honora, a young sex worker from Brooklyn, meets and impulsively marries the son of an oligarch. Once the news reaches Russia, her fairy tale is threatened as his parents set out for New York to get the marriage annulled. This is the plot synopsis of Honora, a 2024 film which runs 2 hours and 19 minutes. It was released August 13th, 2024. So far worldwide, it has grossed $12.5 million. The film stars Mikey Madison as Honora, Mark Edelstein as Yvonne. As the plot synopsis suggests, the film is about a young lady who is essentially an escort that works in a club of some sort. She ends up falling in love with one of her customers. She plays a part of about a 21, 22-year-old girl. Her boyfriend or her husband is about the same age as her, roughly, maybe a little younger. The film starts out with her essentially doing lap dances and all kinds of things like that in the beginning, and going in the back room and doing some private things with her customers, and you don't really know what's going on, and you don't really get an introduction or a background of Honora, so you just kind of start off with this is how you are introduced to her. So you never find out who her mom or dad or where she came from. When I first saw the trailer for this, I thought this was going to be more of a romance. In fact, it is tagged as a romantic comedy, but it's almost a pornographic film when it comes down to it. There's just so many graphic sex scenes. And in effect, I would say that they were gratuitous in many respects. What happens is she ends up doing some private dances for Yvonne. He asks her if she wouldn't mind coming to his place. She gave him her hourly rate. Eventually, he ends up asking her to marry him. And he has this giant mansion, and you know, couldn't possibly be his. If you have any brains, you would know that a kid his age, unless it was given to him by his rich parents, couldn't possibly afford a place like that. He was just throwing money at her left and right, and of course she's just enamored with him. She agrees to marry him. Herein comes the problem. When his parents find out that he married her and that she would be a threat to their business, ultimately they decide to come from Russia to New York to get the marriage annulled. And so this is the story. Essentially half of the movie was them trying to find Ivan, who disappeared for a little while when I guess the two Romanians, I think, they came to separate them to get the marriage license and to get the marriage annulled. But Ivan ran away and they couldn't find him for a good 45 minutes. The whole movie centered around trying to find where he was. He wasn't answering his phone. That was a big portion of the movie. In all, for me, I don't think this film really works. I thought it was a great performance put in by Mikey Madison, who I know from the FX TV series Better Things, where she played a sweet young teenager in the film and was much more innocent than was portrayed in this film. Anyway, she was really, really good in this. I don't think there was any good takeaways that you can get from this film unless, if nothing else, maybe you're a young woman and the key is don't marry someone after you only know them a week or two, I think, and make sure you know what you're getting into before you jump into marriage. She didn't marry him for the money as their family was suggesting, but she fell in love with him and he turned out to be a bit of a dirtbag. So when he ran away, he went to a strip club and he was dancing with other women. This was after he was married, so he was basically a dirtbag. And then when his parents came in, we're going to annul the marriage, and he was ignoring Honora. She was distraught. It wasn't a feel-good movie by any stretch. I really was kind of disappointed by the whole thing. I thought the film extended way too long. For me, this movie didn't work, although there was outstanding performances put in, especially by Mikey Madison. It just didn't work for me. I wouldn't recommend this film. I would only give Honora 2 stars.